pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. Laser Copy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. Laser Copy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. Laser Copy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
And now it's time for Happy Sounds while you're in quarantine. We understand you've been bombarded with serious, life-altering situations, and we can't change that. But we can give you a few seconds of welcomed relief. Here's a baby laughing. Keep it here for more Happy Sounds while you're in quarantine.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Record numbers of new coronavirus infections are reported in the country's most populous states, California, Texas, and Florida. Walter Morris with WSVN Miami.
People packing COVID-19 testing sites across Miami-Dade.
I mean, it's kind of scary.
It is concerning that we're getting the numbers.
Florida confirming more than 5,500 new cases, bringing the state total to nearly 110,000. According to the governor's office, the average age for new infections is 33 years old, which is keeping the death rate low.
Oklahoma's also reporting a record number of COVID-19 cases yesterday. Three Wilmington, North Carolina police officers are fired, heard on in-car recordings using racial slurs and talking about slaughtering black people. Police Chief Donnie Williams.
This is the most exceptional and difficult case I have encountered in my career. We must establish new reforms for policing here at home and throughout this country.
America's listening to Fox News.
I hate them.
Yeah.
Where do you go? It is 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. There was some rain outside this morning, just now, light drizzle. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else we can expect.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
So I've had 1.2 inches of rain this week. You've had 1.91. Yeah. Do you know what you had
this
in Prattville?
Week?
Yeah. Work on that for a second while I give
a
forecast here. Today, high in the mid-80s, showers and thunderstorms in ample supply again. We've done this every day this week, but most plentiful this afternoon and this evening with locally heavy downpours. Stop me if you've heard this before, Chase. Low tonight, 71. Tomorrow, a big change, though. Fewer storms around. In fact, they will be few and far between, isolated. High around 90. Then Saturday and Sunday with highs near 90. Widely scattered storms. On Saturday, so that'd be about a 20% chance. A little bit more plentiful, I think, as we get towards Sunday afternoon, more like 40%. Right now, it looks like light rain out at the Montgomery Airport. Last hour, it was raining at Maxwell with 74 degrees now at 7:07.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Weird but true news.
Another weird news story.
Weird news.
That was weird.
That's weird news.
Weird
news.
Weird
news.
News of the weird.
I was kind of... There's a lot of things in the news that can make you sad. But I was kind of distressed when I learned that they would no longer be manufacturing the Segway.
What?
Yes.
The Segway?
Reason I'm...
You're really good at Segways.
Oh, no, not that kind of Segway.
Oh, I see.
That thing you stand on and lean forward and it moves?
Yeah.
I was one of the first people in Florida to ride one of those because that Lexus dealer I was working with decided to be a vendor for those. So we had kind of a dozen of those things. And we would tool around the showroom. Once you learn how to ride it, it is kind of fun.
What would they sell for, by the way, back at that time?
That time, I think they were almost $3,000.
Okay, I was just curious.
I honestly don't remember. They're also kind of dangerous because if you do just the wrong mistake, you'll face plant.
Right.
And that happened to me one time. Oh, God.
Is that what Jeff was doing downtown?
He was. Yes, yeah. Segway tours. Yeah. And then you wonder, suppose they decide to make yet another mall cop. What's Paul Blart going to drive?
Kevin James returns as Paul Blart Mall Cop. Only this time, he doesn't have a Segway. Watch him run from JCPenney to Hot Topic using only his feet.
Wait, 1 second.
He'll have to lose weight in order to stop crime. It's Paul Blart Mall Cop 3. Just like the ending of this bit, there is no segue.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
A woman in Washington State used her stimulus check to make hundreds of lasagnas for people. She's made over 1,200 in the last 3 months. She must be a food outlet shopper and enjoying that. Well, I don't know if they have food outlet in Washington State, but she's made 1,200 lasagnas.
Can you make lasagna, I mean, like put the filling in by scratch? I mean, can you do that? You know how to do that?
I do the seafood. I've never made an Italian, classic Italian lasagna. By the way, how was the peanut butter and jelly grilled experiment?
I think the experiment went well. Did you?
He didn't get a piece.
He didn't?
What?
Oh.
What happened?
The prototype sandwich was...
I made a prototype for the PB&J grilled.
Which may happen tomorrow, and it was a success.
I didn't have no bacon, just the...
Wonderful.
The peanut butter and jelly grilled.
Yeah.
All I got was a hamburger.
All I got is a rock.
Who's talking? Who's this?
It was really good.
Hey, Bob, what's their last name?
And I wasn't sure how I was going to like it, but you know what? It's something that could be in a restaurant. A breakfast item in a restaurant.
Yeah, there. In fact, somebody caller telling us that some restaurant down on Gulf Shores, I think, had
something similar.
It was like a hollowed out. Yeah, it was. Except it was bigger. It was hollowed out, filled with peanut butter and jelly and bacon, and it had a neat name. Do you remember that?
Well, we were talking about the Elvis Presley sandwich.
Oh yeah,
it was the Fool's Gold loaf, and it was a hollowed out loaf of bread, sourdough, by the way, a full jar of peanut butter and a full jar of jelly and a pound of bacon.
Wow.
8,000 calories.
I could probably split that into four. Bob is on the line. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Greg, I was wondering, you would know this. The monkeys were real big in the late 1960s.
Yeah.
And you talked about that Mike guy never being able to play his guitar at that...
When they would go in to cut a record, it was not them. Yeah, right.
Did they ever play a concert anywhere, or were they ever on television actually performing themselves other than on their television show, do you know?
Well, the music was dubbed in on the TV show, so they could look like they were performing
right.
Somebody else.
Yeah, that's right on the TV show. Now, as far as the concert venues, I don't know. about that. But they were very upset that they were not playing on their songs. The L.A. Wrecking Crew was playing, and they're great. But they were expected to play on their songs. Their voice was on it.
Yeah, I was just wondering, because I remember when I was in high school that they were always talking about how they couldn't play, and I was wondering if there was ever a place that they ever played a concert that you know of.
Yeah, I don't know. But they were more performers. They were hired to be performers, you know.
Yeah, and because they were cute. I can relate to that, you know, because every day I wonder, was I hired for my talent or my good looks?
Okay, thank you.
It's a terrible thing to live with, doubt. All right, a couple of things. Today is Leon Day, which is Noel spelled backwards, because today we're 6 months from Christmas. And to celebrate, we're giving away cash. Greenbacks. And we have 11 left in our vault.
Oh, jeez.
So.
No, I think we have more than that, don't we?
If you hear Steven Stucker from the movie Airplane say, Leon's getting larger. You're adding more?
The winning is only beginning.
Wow. Let's see. 5 and 6 and 8 and 13.
That's like half a sack of loot.
Now somebody's going to win more than anybody else. Or less than anybody else. One of the ways.
Well, no. Here's what we'll do. We'll raise the stakes. We gave away $5 already.
Yeah.
Next time we'll do 6.
Oh,
and then
God.
The time after that we'll do 7.
Oh, this is exciting.
So you'll have to decide, listeners, whether you want to go for the 6 or wait till we're giving away the 7.
I'm going to listen to this whole show.
But what are we going to do tomorrow? We're out of money tomorrow.
Sack of...
Yeah.
Sack of what?
So here's the deal. And so listen, and when you hear that, call 272-9228. Third caller will win the cash. It's that easy. On News Talk 93.1 FM. Random Facts is next. Pay close attention. At the end of it, we do a pop. We do a pop. My popper went out when that power failure.
Yeah.
Hate when that happens.
Yeah, me too. So, but it's reinflated now and ready to go. Ready for action. So we got your local news, and then Jay will have part one of Random Facts. And here's the weird part. I put something on my list today. Oh, this would be perfect for a convoluted intro.
Mm-hmm.
And now I forgot.
Forgot it, yeah.
So I'm going to go down and smoke it out.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Crime Stoppers is offering a $1,000 reward to find the person responsible for a cross burning in Tuskegee. Macon County Sheriff Andre Brunson says a wooden cross was set on fire on the County Road 54 bridge over Interstate 85 earlier this month. The FBI and ALEA are also investigating the case. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County Cold Case Task Force are expected to announce arrest warrants and 2 cold case homicides in Montgomery Thursday afternoon. And the Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 18,000 people have now recovered from the coronavirus. This is out of the more than 31,000 confirmed cases in Alabama. At least 879 people have now died from COVID-19. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When will things get back to normal? How many times have we heard that lately? While many of our medical heroes and fellow Americans are still battling this tenacious and deadly virus, we keep hoping that things will soon be back to normal. This is Al Crosby with Crosby Electric, and I Googled normal. And the top 4 synonyms given were usual, average, typical, and common. Wow, not very inspiring, huh? No one ever sat on their deathbed looking around at loved ones with a gleam in their eye exclaiming, man, I live such a life of normal. What if, after this crazy pandemic, we decided to live abnormally? What if we were strangely joyful, exceptionally hardworking, unusually gracious, extremely forgiving? And what if we loved insanely and irrationally? What if? Sound impossible? Remember, friends, Luke 1:7 reminds us, nothing is impossible with God. Say no to normal.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, Equal Housing Lender.
The health and safety of your family is your number one concern. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, is here for you. They're taking precautions for your safety as well as that of their employees. Come check them out for your household needs. They've also got meat, produce, dairy, and other grocery items for you. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store, still here for you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is June 25th, National Catfish Day. It's a day to seek out delicious farm-raised catfish at your local supermarket. However, do not seek out catfish on Facebook, or you'll end up looking like an idiot when MTV discovers it's actually a red herring. Happy National Catfish Day.
And now,
a man who's not hard of hearing, Jay Scott with
Random
Facts. What?
Well, I have another one that
you
I came up with.
I remember what it was.
I forgot until I heard it about the herring. Not hard of hearing. All right.
It works. It works.
I'm going to use it again.
Okay. Did you know the groom of the stool was a coveted position of power? This was a person who was in charge of helping the English monarch go number two.
Oh, what a great job. And you're promoted from what position?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the reason he was coveted position of power and influence was because he had that close, intimate access to the king and the queen.
Well, I can imagine.
That's why I was curious if you had that bit of who does number two work for.
Oh, it was the first one. Now, hang on a second.
Sorry.
No, I should have been paying attention. Let's see. I got this one from Austin Powers.
Well, you better take a look at this radar.
That's not...
What is it, son? I don't know, sir. But it looks like a giant...
Wang!
That's not it.
That's Spaceballs. I know, but it gave me
a... No, that was Austin Powers.
There you go.
Who does number two work for?
That's right, buddy. You show that turd who's boss.
Oh, jeez.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Please, it's hilarious. Did you know? The Adventures of Prince Ahmed is the oldest surviving animated feature film. The production of the film spanned 3 years from 1923 to 1926 and had a bunch of different people who worked on the film. I don't recognize any of these names. Lottie Rinneker, Walt Ruttman, Berthold something, Carl Koch. I don't know any of those names. All right, so this one is a baseball thing, and you guys are going to have more to say on this, I think. I looked through the comments to make sure that nothing was kind of off here.
Mm-hmm. Except us.
With the only exception of being 1951. Here's the random fact. Okay. Did you know, despite having an intense rivalry lasting 125 years, the Dodgers and the Giants have never faced each other in the postseason?
Because they're in the same league.
The Dodgers and the what?
Giants.
Giants. Oh, of course not.
Apparently, there was a time when they did in 1951, but it wasn't postseason.
It was playoff, three-game playoff.
Right,
right.
And that produced the most exciting moment in baseball history.
Bobby Thompson.
That's right.
The Giants won the pennant.
The timeline. I think it happened on October 1st.
Bobby Thompson.
Hang on. Here we are. I got it. I knew I had it.
Last of the ninth. There's a long play.
The story behind, it's not just the home run. When you understand, and I watched so many documentaries on New York City, what went on between the boroughs of Brooklyn and the Bronx.
Right, yeah.
And this,
the rivalry. Incredible rivalry.
And, you know, just so intense. And you get past the end of the season, Giants come back and tie after being way back. And then to win it.
Yeah.
After being down 4-2 in the top of that inning on a three-run homer.
How'd you like to be Ralph Branca?
The descriptions of Brooklyn following that loss and the people in Brooklyn. I saw a whole segment on that on an HBO Brooklyn documentary.
Yeah.
It just devastated the people. They were depressed for the whole...
Did you watch the whole Ken Burns baseball?
Yes.
And they do that very well as... who's the presidential... historian, what's her name? You know,
Dolores Kearns.
She has some great.
Well, yeah, because I read her book about Lincoln.
I read one of her books, but I don't think it was the Lincoln book.
And I can't remember the name of it, but it wasn't called Lincoln. It was called something else. I can't remember the name. Did you know that Bozo the Clown owns the rights to Laurel and Hardy? And he also ran for president. In 1956, Larry Harmon purchased the rights to Bozo the Clown from Capitol Records. Harmon then bought the rights to Laurel and Hardy from Stan Laurel in 1961.
Wow.
And in 1984, Larry was a write-in candidate for the presidential election.
Did not know that.
But you knew who Larry Harmon was, I guess, right?
Yes, he was the original Bozo.
That's raw Bozos on this bus.
Did you know that Imperial China has laws on depicting dragons in artwork, or they had laws depicting dragons in artwork? Here's how it all worked. Commoners could only depict their dragons with three claws. If you were nobility or high officials, you could use four. And the emperor had the five-clawed dragon for himself. Anyone else using the five-clawed dragons could be executed for treason.
Yeah.
Wow.
There was a lot of scoff laws in those days. I know some of you listening may be thinking,
this is so stupid.
Media.
Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about SEAL Team 6. A guy by the name of Nicholas Winton, a stockbroker, and what he did. The British Library, which is actually kind of cool here. We'll talk about Monty Hall. Also, Bob Marley. And the Washington Redskins.
Probably won't be named Washington Redskins.
Yeah, we'll see. It's all coming up on Random Facts.
Yeah, the pressure's really on now with that.
The Indians had to take Chief Wahoo off of everything.
He's gone. Yeah. Well, that was kind of a...
Well, yeah, I guess so.
You know. It is 725 Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. An amazing group, a house of invention at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. What do they invent?
Yeah.
They invent devices and appliances and things for people that have lost mobility. Short-term, long-term, and either way, the first task is to go into the home, and very rarely are two houses exactly the same. So they begin the process of ramps, rails, and eliminating obstacles that pose a danger to the person recovering. So they don't make things worse through an accident. They do everything they can to eliminate that possibility. They do amazing things like put people on the road to drive and take back control of their own schedules instead of feeling dependent. With voice command technology vehicles they equip in their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway, you can buy them there on long-term loan arrangements, too. Gulf States Mobility. Also, inventing things like a swing for a wheelchair-bound person. I mean, everything they do is original, and every situation requires that approach. Restoring of choices and re-empowerment for people who have caught that very tough break. 514-6590 is their number. Please look them up and like them. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. All the 31s continue to put a lot of traffic into Montgomery. The Boulevard, light to moderate traffic all around the city with congestion at the major intersections. I-65 and 85 has moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Fairview Avenue, Norman Bridge, very busy, as well as Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue into downtown. No accidents in this to pass along to you right now. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Support your local food bank with a donation today at #TogetherAlabama. Now more than ever, people are relying on the help from others. I'm Stuart Vance, reminding everyone we're in this together, Alabama.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Barry Moore, a proven conservative leader that has supported President Trump since day one. Barry Moore has been endorsed by the Club for Growth, Eagle Forum, American Workers Coalition, Conservative Christians of Alabama, and the House Freedom Fund, with support from members like Representatives Andy Biggs and Jim Jordan. Barry Moore is a veteran who is pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, believes in protecting our borders, and bringing back American jobs. On July 14th, vote Barry Moore.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is June 25th, National Catfish Day. It's a day to seek out delicious farm-raised catfish at your local supermarket. However, do not seek out catfish on Facebook, or you'll end up looking like an idiot when MTV discovers it's actually a red herring. Happy National Catfish Day.
And now,
Jay Scott likes his catfish retartard. Now,
is that the one you forgot from yesterday? Is that, or did you just
earlier,
come up with this?
Yeah. No, the one I forgot, I didn't realize was in the text of the thing about the red herring.
Oh.
So I made a silly play on words with that. That one I just tried to squeeze in.
Retartard?
I hope it was worth hearing it twice.
No.
Okay. It was retarded. The verdict is in. Everybody likes it. I just dumped that. I did not say that. I did not. Well, you never know what's going to get you in trouble these days, God.
No, you don't. We were just.
I've already been
about that.
Through that once. I don't need.
Did you know? In 1980, SEAL Team 6 was formed, and they were numbered right after SEAL Team 2. So they went from SEAL Team 2 to SEAL Team 6. They did this to make Russian analysts believe that there were three more teams.
Oh, good thinking.
And overestimate the U.S. Special Forces.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Devilishly clever.
Did you know there was a stockbroker by the name of Nicholas Winton? He brought 669 Czechoslovakian Jewish children to England, saving their lives. He refused to take credit for his deed until his wife found a scrapbook of the children that he saved and gave it to the BBC.
Yeah, I love it when he reacts to some of that.
He died in 2015. He saved these lives during the months just prior to the official outbreak of World War II. They were transported from Czechoslovakia to the UK, but it was never made public knowledge until 1988. Sir Nicholas Winton. Did you know the British Library must store one copy of every single book published in the UK and Ireland? It houses over 200 million publications.
Isn't that like the Library of Congress as far as they have a copy of everything?
Maybe, you know.
I hope they have the new Boom magazine with Mr. Sandman on the cover.
If not, you'll find it at Chappie's, right, and some other places.
Yes.
It houses over 200 million publications. It adds 6 miles of new shelf space a year and receives over 8,000 new publications each day.
Jeez.
That's a lot.
I imagine it's like the Library of Congress. You can go there. You can't take books from there, but you can.
I have no. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, bro.
I'm curious. Did you know Monty Hall was born Monty Halperin? He was excluded from medical school due to secret quotas restricting the number of Jewish students.
Wow. Yeah, you know, those things did happen in our past.
Yeah. He got a job in broadcasting, but his station misspelled and shortened his name, making him Monty Hall.
Was he Canadian? No?
Let me see here. Hang on.
Maybe.
Let's see. Monty Halperin? Canadian-American, yeah.
Yeah, yes, I thought so, too.
He was born in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Okay. Why do you say it that way?
What?
Winnipeg,
Manitoba. Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Oh, yeah, that's a Winnipeg accent.
Yeah, Manitoba. Go off to Manitoba. Yeah, Winnipeg there.
That's the west side of Winnipeg.
Did you know in 1976, Bob Marley planned a non-political free concert called Smile Jamaica? This led to an assassination attempt.
Smile Jamaica?
Yeah. He got shot, but he survived and performed the 90-minute set, still healing from the gunshot wound.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Would you stop? Can you not see that I'm trying to do a thing here?
During
Rich, control your beast.
I love you to death, buddy, but you gotta...
I've heard that before. The real show, folks, is the dog.
And we probably have...
Is the dog.
Our show is probably out in homes that have dogs, and they're all hearing the squeak and going nuts.
Yeah, right.
Where is it? I want that toy.
And finally, did you know that in 1962, when Washington Redskins owner George Preston Marshall refused to integrate his team, Kennedy stepped in. President Kennedy forced his hand by refusing to allow the team to play in their then new stadium, which was on federal land. Marshall relented and became the last NFL owner to integrate the team, or to integrate his team.
Huh.
So,
I didn't know Kennedy. I'd never heard that story before.
No, me neither.
Yep. Interesting. Those are your random facts.
All right. These two are going to get together on a $10 food outlet pop quiz question. Now that things have settled down just a bit, not necessarily here in the studio, but in real life, food outlets been able to return to their weekly specials in addition to cost plus 10 throughout the store. And the important thing is, and so many people discovered food outlet during the lockdown, the shelter in place, because they kept their shelves filled and they didn't up their prices when people needed them, and they had everything. While everybody else was waiting in long, horrible lines in the heat, humidity, Food Outlet was keeping their shelves stocked and getting people in and getting people out during the worst of the pandemic. And that brought them some new fans, and I'm glad. You should try them. They got Food Outlet in Millbrook, Prattville, and Montgomery, and all of them have cost plus 10% pricing structure and specials every week. This week, get Mayfield ice cream, the 56-ounce, any flavor, $2.50. Large tomatoes, pick them out yourself, 88 cents a pound. That's about half of what you'll pay elsewhere. USDA whole fryers, 99 cents. USDA boneless pork chops, $1.97. And get yourself A little comfort food. Little Debbie big packs of their snack cakes, $2.42. Ziegler hot dogs, 2 for $3. And buns for those, the Sure-Fine buns are only 79 cents a pack, and they're just as good as anybody else's house brand and about 50 cents cheaper. So try Food Outlet the next time you're doing your big weekly grocery shop and compare to what you're paying now. You will become a regular, I promise. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's get to it. Today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, thanks for the questions. Going my own way on this one, yeah.
Right, okay.
I'm just going to ask, this should be easy, I think. I don't know, after the lecture we got yesterday about time spent listening. I have to make sure that I... What are the two baseball teams we mentioned?
I can't even answer that.
Oh, yes.
What?
Okay.
You played the clip.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Those two baseball teams.
We mentioned two baseball teams having an intense rivalry.
See what we got here? We already have two callers.
Yeah, well, we just dropped one. Oh, we gained it back. Okay.
272-9228. We'll get them lined up and ready to go while we check traffic at 7:37.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Overall, we are not doing too bad this morning. We are looking pretty good. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic rolling the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. Little congested on the Northeast Boulevard and East Boulevard right now, and in front of Baptist on East South Boulevard, but everybody seems to be getting where they're going. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway, a little busy inbound. No accidents in to pass along to you at this time. New Toyotas are arriving daily at Reinhart Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Support your local food bank with a donation today at #TogetherAlabama. Now more than ever, people are relying on the help from others. I'm Stuart Vance, reminding everyone we are in this together, Alabama.
I got you. All right, Boho gets first shot at the pop quiz question at 7:38. Bo.
First of all, secondly, was it the Dodgers and the Giants?
It was.
Yep. Correct.
And for no
most
bonus
excellent.
Points, for no bonus points, what city did those teams play in?
New York.
Yeah, very good.
Exactly. You don't know the name of the pitcher that threw that fateful pitch, do you?
No, I do not.
Okay. Ralph Branca.
Anyway, that's right.
Yep.
Got any more stumpers for me?
What was the batter's name?
Okay, yeah, all right.
Bobby Thompson, yeah.
He just died last year or the year before. And Ralph Branca became good friends.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Of course, it was revealed that the Giants were stealing signs through the scoreboard.
Oh, geez. Has that ever happened after that?
I do remember, didn't Joe DiMaggio die in, was it 98? 99. I remember the headline that I saw, they quoted the Simon and Garfunkel that said,
Jolton Joe has gone.
Yeah, Jolton Joe has left and gone away.
Yeah, right.
So.
He was a great guy. He was a class act, man.
Yep.
And did a lot for, he had a hospital for children in South Florida.
Didn't he send a bunch
That's
of
awesome.
Roses to Marilyn Monroe's grave every day.
Yeah. Every
game. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, Bo,
That's
hold on,
cheap.
Buddy. We're going to send you food out with a $10 head start at 7:40.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more.
Stop it.
JB Windows and Siding has what you're
bother Uncle Jay right now. I got to do the weather, okay? There's a few showers on the radar, just enough to get the windshield wipers going this morning, but very light. Same thing as yesterday morning. Showers and thunderstorms will be in ample supply again today. We've had a week of tropical downpours, and today will be no different. Radar will be lit up. Mid-80s for a high today, 71 for a low tonight. Then a big change tomorrow in that there will be fewer storms around. They will be isolated in nature. High around 90, more like a normal summer day. High around 90 on Saturday and Sunday as well. Widely scattered storms Saturday, about a 20% chance, a little bit more like 40%, I think, by the time you get to Sunday. Right now, this morning, light rain out at the airport. It's 74 at 7:42. talk to you about our friends at MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body. They recently took care of me. Boy, oh boy, on one rainy, terrible, horrible morning, I think it was March 3rd, my car had an encounter with a telephone pole about 25 seconds from my house. Yeah, I was just about to get home when this happened. And it was a lot of damage. I was fine, but you're a little flustered. You call the police, and then the tow truck, and I'm thinking, I told the tow truck guy right away, I'm calling Montgomery Paint and Body. And the phone number is easy, 27 wreck with a W. Well, guess who picks up the phone? It's Brandon Turner. Brandon picked up the phone, and I told him the situation, you know, my car is coming out to you, and it's pretty bad, Brandon. He said, oh, we'll take care of you. And all through the process for the next few days, he kept me up to date, and we worked well with State Farm. In fact, they love the idea of working with Montgomery Paint and Body because they're just so straight shooters. They're just so they do everything the right way. And so it's not the first time I've taken a car to Montgomery Paint and Body. Over 30 years now, I've been taking my situations, my accidents or whatever, boo-boos, and they always do the best job. And when you get the phone call that your car is ready, it's always going to be detailed just like it came off the showroom floor. Montgomery Paint and Body, they're amazing. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard in East Shirley Lane. What you should do is call them and talk about your situation and make arrangements for them in advance rather than just stopping by. That's the best way to do it. And then they'll set you up for a time to have your car looked at. Montgomery Paint and Body off of East Shirley Lane, off the boulevard on East Shirley Lane, 27 wreck with a W. They'll fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
And a reminder that today is...
June 25th is Leon Day. What is Leon Day? It marks 6 months until Christmas. Because Leon is Noel spelled backwards. No, really. It's a true holiday. So let's celebrate Leon Day in song, shall we? To serve Leon, the Slegna did Guinness.
So when you hear Steven Stucker say Leon's getting larger, call 272-9228, and the third caller will win $6.
Wow, that was $5 last time.
Well, the jackpot keeps growing. No, we're not ready for that now, because we got animal stories coming up in just a minute. But we have Sparky on the phone right now.
Good morning. Hey, I called before. I didn't want to get involved in that $5 deal.
Yeah.
I had two questions for you, and then you guys know everything.
Oh.
The first question, I'm driving north on 85 this morning, mm-hmm. and this billboard says, be human. What is that supposed to mean?
Be human?
Well, in these uncertain times, it's good to be human.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong to be human.
You mean all the aliens have to go home?
I don't know.
And my second question is, if you think baseball is going to have 60 games this year, huh?
That's it's now in motion. Yeah, it's going
to
be 60.
Does that leave the Braves enough time to choke? I mean,
Sparky, be careful. You got a big Braves fan right here.
I know. I'm in the Lions' den.
They do in the postseason. They choke, but they're okay.
All right. Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Good. Then we're all agreed.
Yep.
At 7:45, we got your local news coming up, animal stories, and cash right around the corner. And a reminder that June 25th is not only 6 months to Christmas, but something else.
Are you done with your day-to-day drudgery? Tired of the 9-to-5 salt mine?
My job, don't get me started on, because it really annoys me.
Work, 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 work. It's a me heavy work, 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 work.
I wish I had a job that I could just leave.
Just going through the motions.
Why don't you put down your ginger ale and Red Book and get to work?
Go back to work.
Work, 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 work. It's a me heavy work, 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 work.
Working for the weekend.
Everybody's working.
It is work from home day. If your enthusiasm for this is somewhat diminished because you've been doing that for 4 months, we understand. Local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 18,000 people have now recovered from the coronavirus. This is out of the more than 31,000 confirmed cases in Alabama. At least 879 people have now died from COVID-19. Crime Stoppers is offering a $1,000 reward to find the person responsible for a cross burning in Tuskegee. Macon County Sheriff Andre Brunson says a wooden cross was set on fire on the County Road 54 bridge over Interstate 85 earlier this month. The FBI and ALEA are also investigating the case. And Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County Cold Case Task Force are expected to announce arrest warrants and two cold case homicides in Montgomery Thursday afternoon. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667 or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit Headley Metal Buildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Hi, Rich Thomas for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which has recently expanded inside of Prattville Pickers. They have the absolute best selection and prices when it comes to rustic and cottage-style furniture in central Alabama. The Depot has many different pieces to choose from, including pub-style tables, dining room sets, coffee tables, entertainment centers, bedroom sets with nightstands, and many unique style accessories to make any home's decor the center of conversation. Sliding barn doors, smooth or rustic wood finish, the choices are endless. Follow the Depot Furniture Gallery on Facebook to always see the latest arrivals, because new inventory is arriving regularly. Come visit the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations including over 3,000 square feet at Angel's Antique Mall in Opelika. Visit DepotFurnitureGallery.com or call 380-3300.
Hi, I'm Marquita Wilson, the owner of Five Star Bail Bonds. And when it comes to advertising my business, I advertise with the best, Blue Water Broadcasting. My number one choice. Blue Water have definitely helped increase my business. Give Blue Water a call today.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Chase! Crazy dog. Time for today's edition of Animal Stories. True tales, pun intended, from the wild kingdom. Wolfman, take us to the vocal.
Very nice.
Man.
Perfecto. You last couple of days, last 3 days.
Really? Randall complimented me on that yesterday.
Oh.
Called yesterday.
Well, that's high praise coming from Randall.
All right, our top story actually comes from a local television station website sent to us by an Animal Stories correspondent named Kudamalo. A senior golden retriever has become the oldest known dog of her breed.
I saw that. 20?
20. Yeah.
Because they don't live long lives.
No, unfortunately they don't. They're such great dogs.
Yeah.
According to a dedication tour on the Gold Heart Golden Retriever Rescue page, she turned 20 in April.
Oh.
Ironically, her name is August, not April. Has outlived many dogs of the same breed. The average lifespan believed to be 10 to 12 years.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. She lives with her family in Tennessee and is compassionately nicknamed Augie. At 20, she's just about double the expected lifespan for Goldens, and she's still kicking, the Facebook post said. She's lived so long, largely because she's got great genetics, but also her owner, Jennifer, has done a great job of taking care of her and ensuring her they have a good relationship.
I love Golden Retrievers. They're just great dogs.
They are. And that gives me an opportunity to praise Kate Armstrong, because Hershey just turned 14, and Kate's kept him around.
Hey, one other dog note really quick. Vote for Chase in the pet photo contest. No, you can vote for any dog. Just vote. Go to the MontgomeryHumaneSociety.com. Click on photo contest. Pet photo contest.
It all goes to the same great cause. Let's go cats.
Okay.
All right. Apparently this cat did not want to use one of its lives to jump down. Smithtown, New Jersey recently enlisted the help of a professional tree climber. I didn't even know they had those. To rescue a cat that was stranded for 3 days on a high branch of a tall tree. The cat, named Tiger, went missing from his home in the Neoconsett area last week. Spotted by a neighbor up in the tree more than 50 feet off the ground, officials realized the cat wouldn't be able to come down on its own. They tried to use a bucket from traffic safety to reach it, but were unable to get that high. The fire department couldn't reach it with the hook and ladder. So a man named Omar, who works as a tree climber for Impressive Properties, ended up wearing a helmet and harness to climb the tree and bring Tiger back down to safety. All are doing well. Those are your animal stories. Let's turn it over to Jay for a moment here.
Hi, Jay.
Jay.
Hi, Rich. Hi, Greg.
Hi.
Hey, everybody.
If I was in Millbrook and I needed a chiropractor, where would you send me?
I would send you to Dr. Jeff Pasley and Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Where is that located?
In Millbrook, of all places.
I see.
It's quite a coincidence that they got the name Millbrook Family Chiropractic and happened to be in Millbrook.
In Millbrook.
You just, you know.
It would be so weird.
Can't plan that, folks. It's just one of those serendipitous things. They are located at 3363 Highway 14 in Millbrook. Call them at 285-8483. But if you can't remember any of that, remember their website, MillbrookChiropractor.com. They've been in the business for 12 years now. And there are other ways of managing your pain besides taking pills. And Dr. Jeff Pasley and his team want to find out what that way is for you. They accept most insurance plans. You can schedule a no-cost MRI review with them if you'd like to as well. They don't overbook. You can feel confident that you'll receive treatment in a timely fashion, and they're going to know you and get to know you and get to know about you so they can find the right way to, you know, find a routine, find a plan that makes you feel better. Give them a look at MillbrookChiropractor.com for their hours, their location specifically, their phone number. You can fill out the new patient forms there as well. You can schedule an appointment there on their website. It's all available to you at MillbrookChiropractor.com. Go by, see Dr. Jeff Pasley and his very friendly, very warm, welcoming staff at Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
And repeating our electrifying story from earlier this morning, baseball, everything is signed, sealed, delivered. They're coming back. Players have to report to training camp by July 1st. The season will resume, or start, actually. It never did get started. You can't resume something that hasn't been started, can you?
Right, no, that's true. There were a few spring training games.
Yeah.
I listened to the very last one.
Yeah, me too, on that Sunday driving back from visiting Goose. What's going to be interesting, though, lots of new rules. Major League Baseball will put a runner on second base in any extra inning.
So automatically, you start on with a runner on second.
Run second, yes, and nobody out. And the person that's on second base is the last batter of the previous inning.
Oh.
So whoever that was goes to second base.
Mm-hmm.
So that should keep extra inning games to a minimum. And, of course, at least in most cases, as of now, they're saying no fans, but some ballparks may allow fans in depending on social distancing and stuff. But the announcers, are they going to be allowed to broadcast from the park? And the stuff they announce could be very different this year.
It's a beautiful day for baseball. The umpire has Purell'd the plate.
The manager's exchanged her medically sealed lineup cards. Time to play ball.
And the pitcher whines. And wait a second, Smith steps out of the box to adjust his surgical glove.
Boo! That one guy on the grounds crew is not happy.
Okay, he's back in the box. And now the ump calls time. Apparently, Smith just coughed. Oh, Johnson is going to have to replace him as a pinch hitter.
Johnson is having a great year, hitting 312 with a body temp of 98.6.
The pitch, pop fly down the line. The right fielder is social distancing under it, and he dropped the ball.
I think he lost it in the glare of his face shield.
Johnson is racing towards second. The throw comes in, and safe. The second baseman was afraid to tag him.
Direct contact, always risky.
Uh-oh, looks like Johnson is asking for an instant test. We'll have the results right after this Zoom conference from Budweiser.
Could be some very different.
I wonder if we should get our friend Joe Davis on and over the next few weeks.
Yeah, we might want to reach out. He's the he was here as the Biscuits announcer, now working for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
He is the voice of the Dodgers.
Basically got Vin Scully's gig.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, that is.
He's 30 years old, 31, 30.
I feel bad enough already without being reminded that he's the voice of the Dodgers and probably will be for the next 60 years.
Uh-huh. Do you think he's free to say anything? Does he think he's under any kind of...
He works technically for the people that run the Dodgers, but he also does stuff for Fox Sports, too.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm curious in what... Look, when I do interviews with game developers or something, usually have a PR person who is in on the phone call to make sure that nothing is said doesn't need to be, and it's like...
I don't think so.
And it kind of feels restrictive, so...
All I know is the rules get stricter.
And Leon's getting larger.
Oh, no.
All right, if you've been listening, you know what to do right now. 2729228 on Leon Day.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're traveling northbound on I-65, somewhere right around the Early Street area or just a little back from that, we had someone dump a bunch of garbage on the road. Yeah, and it's caused a tremendous backup in traffic all the way past West Fairview Avenue. Traffic is moving, but watch out for the garbage. We've got light congestion all the way around the boulevard this morning. More and more cars inbound on the 31s. I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery are moving pretty well. No accidents in us to pass along to you at this time. Midtown Plaza open for business. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I.